One of the more popular gifts this Christmas season is voice-activated technology. And whether it's Google or Siri or Alexa, the field of voice command technology is both fascinating and growing. We can now control with our voice everything from lights to music to thermostats and computers. And that gives us something to think about as we arrive at this third week of Advent, and we meet the one who sacred scripture calls the voice. We meet once again John the Baptist. And what's so amazing is this, that his voice, as human as yours and mine, does something far more beautiful than control, programs, or technology. His voice commands attention. You see, John's voice existed in a man whose life was so ordered that when he spoke, people listened. John was a man whose head and heart were so aligned to truth that when people heard his voice, something inside of them changed. John was a man whose ears listened so well to the word of God that his voice had something to say. And what a beautiful word John spoke. Last week, St. Mark told us that people from the whole of the Judean countryside, all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they all went out to meet John in the desert. And not only did they go out to meet him, leaving their homes and their work, but once there, they repented and believed. They heeded his voice. They were baptized as they awaited the Savior. My friends, on the one hand, John was an ordinary man like me and you. He was human. But on the other hand, he was extraordinary. For unlike so many humans in his day, and even in ours, John was a man who knew who he was, and he knew who he was not. He tells us in the gospel today, I am not the Christ. I am not Elijah. I am not the prophet. And he is content to simply be that voice. He was a man who possessed himself and possessed a clarity that made his voice a powerful witness and a sign. And it gave him a clarity and freedom of heart to declare with confidence the good news. My friends, John is a sign not only for the first coming of Christ 2,000 years ago, but he is a sign for us today as we prepare now to remember that first coming and to remember as well the second coming. Who are the signs for us today? The witnesses and the heroes whose voice we listen to. One of those persons, I think, was Mother Teresa. And as familiar as she is to us, it's worth calling to mind her presence. She was a woman who possessed nothing, and yet she possessed all things. When she listened, when she spoke, people listened. One of her teachings was a great word on joy. And on this Gaudete Sunday, this joy-filled Sunday, the words of Mother Teresa of Calcutta stand out. She said, if you want to be a person of peace, if you want to be a person of joy, remember how to spell it. J-O-Y, Jesus, others, and you. You get those letters in the right order. Jesus first, then others, then you. And you spell joy. Paul of Tarsus, thousands of years before Mother Teresa, he says something similar. 1 Thessalonians today. Rejoice always, in all circumstances, give thanks. My friends, in our world, which has so many things and little joy, in our world in which we have many voices, but not many of them are saying things of substance, you and I are given a great reminder today and a great sign that as men and women created in God's likeness, image, and likeness, we too can possess a truth, a right order, so that our voices may give hope and direction to others. This week, each night this week, there will be penance services and opportunities to ready the way of the Lord. Men and women will come to this church and other churches with their jumbled lives, their disordered passions, their mixed up letters. And through the power of the sacrament of confession, mercy will be given and received. God's peace and right order will be restored to human hearts. My friends, take advantage this week of the sacrament of confession so that the joy of this season may be real and may be yours as we recognize Jesus, others, and then, and only then, ourselves. God bless you.